15 executives from ESPN toured the facilities at Charlotte Motor Speedway. At the end of the day, NASCAR driver and 17-time X Games medal winner Travis Pastrana drove them 3 laps around the track.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
One executive, Brad Florian, looked relieved to exit Pastrana's race car. He's the director of business operations at ESPN.
I just can't believe you're not, that the tires are holding, that you're not just crashing into the wall.
ESPN not only owns the rights to broadcast X Games, it owns the X Games, which it created in 1995. The other finalists to host the games are Chicago, Detroit, and Austin, Texas. Florian says there's no front runner.
You know, all the other cities also have really world-class facilities as well, but this is just like those. We're going to do our best to take a look and figure it out.
The Speedway and nearby drag strip are impressive venues for the games, says Paul DiPietro. He's head of ESPN's technical operations.
You know, it's a whole different feeling. For two of them are downtown, you know, big cities, and, you know, the other two are racetracks, you know, so it's a whole different feeling, you know. I mean, this is a pretty simple. It's not that you guys haven't done any big shows before, so it makes it real easy for us. So I think it'll be good.
The X Games are expected to attract 100,000 people over 4 days. The ESPN executives have already visited Detroit and Chicago. Their next stop is Austin. They plan to announce the host city by the end of the month. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.